Kaya Biz.
8 minutes to go before we hit the 8 o'clock mark, and a very important conversation that we need to deep dive into. And that's the fact that the Commission for Gender Equality has warned companies against introducing mandatory vaccination policies, which it says risk infringing the constitutional rights of workers. We're well aware that the issue regarding mandatory vaccinations has been on the table and on the cards for some time now. Many listed companies on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange implementing this particular policy, and of course we've had conversations on this in various ways to understand the legalities and of course how best this can be implemented, should it be implemented. But to help us seek some clarity, specifically from the Commission for Gender Equality, we join on the line by the Commission spokesperson, Javu Baloyi. Tate Baloyi, thank you so much for your time and welcome to Kaya Biz. I believe first things first, let's deep dive into it to really get some clarity on the Commission's warnings regarding this mandatory vaccination policy. Help us understand why and how this will infringe on the constitutional rights of workers.
Thank you very much, Google, and thank you to the listeners of Kaya 95.9. We need to put a disclaimer here. We are not opposing people to be vaccinated. And majority of us at the Commission are vaccinated,
yes,
including myself. What we do not want to see, this is born out of the fact that we've seen case at the CCMA, we've seen students hearing parents, and Google, I must also mention to you that, you know, I have received so many WhatsApp messages from parents, from doctors, some of them, saying the Commission is taking a bold stance on this issue. The reason being, you cannot mandatory for someone to do vaccination when you do not know the long-term impact on their bodies, on the, whatever they're suffering from. Asthmatic people, you do not know what harm will it cause in their bodies. You do not know sugar diabetic people, what it will come. Those with heart diseases, what will it cause? So somewhere, I think, and also we're very, very, very mindful of the fact that, you know, majority of people want to vaccinate, and it's well and good, and we appreciate that. But we also need to also protect them. What we do not want to see is that, you know, our constitution, Google, we chose this road as a constitutional democracy. When it's in the Bill of Rights, it says no one should be affected. There shouldn't be any bodily harm to anyone. Secondly, anything that is done is supposed to be a concern, Google. I shouldn't come to you there at the studio and say whatever I want to say, and coerce you into doing something without you fully considering. You do it under due pressure because, you know, you are being threatened. Your livelihood is being threatened at Kaya 95.9. It shouldn't be done that way. They need to sit down to say, Google, what is it that, you know, you're afraid to do the needle? Some people are natural like that. People are, some are afraid of heights. Some are afraid, like, the Novak Djokovic story has brought to fore a certain thinking that he is a world, number one world player. He refused to be vaccinated for whatever reason that he has advanced. He has decided to go back instead of defending his chair. Similarly, a lot of students might not go back to universities. I heard you before the promo was Pimelo. Yes. Some students might not go to the university because every seven days they have to produce a negative result. They don't have the money to do that. If these things were done freely, or maybe at 20 rand or something, then we're going to understand they can stand for that. How do we then punish people where we don't know? Secondly, Google, on that point I'm advancing, we saw the journal. We saw people insulting us on Twitter. We saw people even writing to us, going on a tirade. We have opened a debate as a Commission for Gender Equality to say, do we have to forcefully? And I should think the president and the people at the command center, they are very aware of the Bill of Rights and that clause that is embodied there in the Constitution to say we cannot experiment on people's bodies, whether scientifically or whatever, and we do not know the long-term thing. Our Constitution is very strong and tight, and that gives us a leeway as a Commission. When people say all those things, we look at them and say, look, when if something comes back, a girl child in a squatter camp, a girl child in a deep rural KwaZulu-Natal or Limpopo, when they go to menstruation, Google, what if they go for menstruation for 2 weeks? Are we going to provide some therapists? Yet the condoms are free. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to be discussing about those things. Condoms, you go to everywhere, there's condom. You know, you meet people, they show you there's different flavors. What about, don't we make sanitary pads so that the Commission will say, yes, if it's this thing it's lesser in impact. Then we have got sanitary pests. So what happens with their schooling? Are they going to drop out because of the things that we do? We don't want to talk about. At times, in South Africa, we don't want to tell one another the truth. We just want to sugarcoat the truth. Even when it's wrong, when something needs to be debated, we need to do we do something the opposite.
The question is it too late for a debate now, Chavwe? And I only ask this because not only have we seen a number of companies take this particular stance, but even employees, being affected by this particular decision.
No, it's not too late. We know a company not too far from you, Google, where you are. They're boosting themselves. They're saying 94 of our workforce is vaccinated. It is not too late. You know, there are a lot of people who are hesitant, who need to be assured that what will be the law. Remember, we even had at one stage that there will be fund. We had even another political party yesterday bringing it to the fore that, you know, these are the people who are healthy. Because after vaccinating, this is what happened to them. We do not know the long-term effect of some of these things. It's good to we must have an honest debate. People want to sugarcoat debate because those who are vocal, those who can insult, those who can raise their voice the loudest, they want to suppress debate. Let's debate honestly and openly to say, Gender Commission, are you right? Are you on to something? Can't we debate and engage holistically and honestly and talk humanly to one another? That's what we're calling for as a Commission for Gender Equality.
Yeah, definitely. Puchavu, thank you so much for your time this evening. I love the passion, and this is definitely a conversation that we need to continue with. And as you say, it's about engagement, exchanging views, and really painting a new reality for what we'd like.
You're most welcome. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Much appreciated. That's Javu Baloyi, who's the spokesperson for the Commission of Gender Equality. Share your thoughts on this one. What do you make of the mandatory vaccinations that some companies have implemented? And are there concerns that you also share regarding the health, livelihoods, and just the opportunity to exercise your choice? But how does that also then speak to ensuring that safety of workers is also prioritized?
Kaya Biz with Gugulethu Mfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.